Hello, my name's Gary Stevens. Welcome to Line of Judah Online. We're doing the topic at present called the Bible Principle of Seed, Time and Harvest, and we're doing part 6 from an 11-part series. And the topic we're doing today is topic 6, the spirit and the natural worlds are controlled by the word of God. The spirit world can be controlled by the word of God. When we go to Matthew chapter 16, verse 19, and it says, "And I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." With words you can bind things, and with words you can loose other things. The enemy wants to operate on your authority of your words. Let me make that quite clear. God wants to operate through you using words of faith, using his word. The devil also will try and work through you because you have the power of being a human being and being born again. He will try and use your words against you. You have the choice to allow God to work through you with his word or to allow Satan to work through you with his words. His words are hate and doubt and unbelief and fear. God's word is faith. Do you realize what negative words can do to your spirit? They may not affect anyone else's, but they will affect you. Words spoken are powerful because you release them into your spirit. God's word in your mouth produces spiritual force called faith in the human spirit. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 says that faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. So faith is the evidence of those things that you hope for. That faith comes from God's word. Faith is both substance and the evidence of things desired. A farmer has the seed for a harvest, and the ability to reproduce is within that seed. It will produce the same way many, many times that he plants it. God's word, his promises, are just as powerful as a seed sown by a farmer. It's the same principle. Let me now give you something that was put to a minister while he was praying years ago, and I wrote this down because I thought it was very, very good. It reads, "Not one bit of power." Now, this is God speaking to the minister who's praying. He's asking questions, and the Lord says back to him, "Not one bit of my power has departed from my word. There is as much power in my word now as the day that I spoke it." In other words, from the beginning of time in Genesis. "My word is not empty of power, but my people are empty of speech." In other words, they're not speaking the word of God. "They will not speak what I have said, but they speak the word of the world. They speak what the enemy says. Even as there is creative power in my word to be released when you speak it, there is also evil power present in the words of the enemy to afflict and oppress everyone who speaks them." Let me just say this again. "Not one bit of power has departed from my word," says the Lord. "There is as much power in my word now as the day that I spoke it. My word is not empty of power, but my people are empty of speech. They will not speak what I have said, but they speak what the world says. They speak what the enemy says. Even as there is creative power in my word to be released when you speak it, there is also evil power present in the words of the enemy to afflict and oppress everyone who speaks them." What God was pointing out to this minister of the gospel is that God wants his people, the born-again believer, the righteous, to speak and have conversations using his word, but the people aren't doing that. They're speaking what the world says. Why? Because they grow up from being physically born on this earth, listening to what the world says. When you become born again, you've got to start talking in a different language. You have to learn a whole new way of speaking in a positive, faith-filled way and not a negative, fear-filled way. God says to his people, "Stop speaking what the world says and start speaking what I say." Once again, I thank you for being with me during this topic. The next topic coming will be topic number 7, faith and fear comes from hearing. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.